So moving on to public comment, this is the time on our agenda when we allow public comment from members of the public for items that are not on the agenda and within our jurisdiction. Do we have any public comment this morning?
Yes, we do. We have Carol.
All right. I'm going to move Carol over and we'll get started. Carol, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're 3 minutes. Start now.
This is Carol Nowicki, the wife of Pete Nowicki, the fire chief you tried to illegally take benefits from. We're going to continue to expose your contracted attorneys for who they are, their lies and deviant behavior, and how they represent you. However, we do also want to make sure you understand that we are talking about those you have contracted with from Reed Smith, who started their lives in 2015 and continue to do so to this very day. This includes Lederman, Rieger, and thus far, Ms. Chin. We want to make sure that you don't include Ms. Dunn, your in-house attorney, in that group, as she has been professional and upfront throughout. Here's another example of how Lederman acts outside of your board meetings. In mid-2016, after the Cesera board decided to illegally take away my husband's benefits, we were compelled to take the case to court. In doing so, the motions we filed were filled with not only the lies that were told by Lederman at the 2015 hearing, but with the proof to show that they were ridiculous fabrications. Nearing the end of the year, Pete received a call from his then attorney, Mr. Janik. Mr. Janik told my husband that he had just received a communication from Lederman stating that if Pete's motions did not refrain from exposing the lies that were told at the 2015 hearing, then as soon as Cesera was victorious in court, he would countersue Pete for all court costs necessary to defend against exposing what really happened. We'd like the Cesera board to answer these questions. Did you give your attorney direction to threaten my husband like this? Do you condone that sort of behavior from your attorneys? Do you believe it is your position to illegally seize hard-earned retiree benefits and then use your legal team to shield you by trying to intimidate your victims? Isn't it ironic that your attorney stated that he would sue Pete for legal costs when Cesera won the case? But since now that Pete has won and Cesera has been in violation of the law, Cesera is refusing to pay Pete's legal costs. Please explain why this is only a one-way road. Once again, bear in mind that you had thousands and thousands of retirees to pick from in order to make your poster child, and you picked my husband. As we go back to court, just keep reminding yourself what a stupid choice that was. If you think he will roll over at any point, you're only kidding yourself and wasting taxpayer and retiree funds. And yet you still have an opportunity to be done with this. Reimburse him all of the funds you stole from him, pay his legal fees, compensate him for the damages you created. It's that simple. I'm finished with my statement, and now my husband would like to make a statement as well.
All right. Let me reset our clock here. Mr. Nowicki, are you on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Your 3 minutes start now.
This is Pete Nowicki, the retired fire chief. You illegally tried to take away my earned benefits from the court, put a stop to it. My wife just described Cesera's egregious behavior in 2016, and here we go in 2023, once again with Cesera getting caught red-handed in their inappropriate actions and decisions. In August 2021, the court ordered Cesera to return my illegally confiscated funds. About a year later, you finally returned a portion, but then you stated that the fire district had to return the rest, and your staff contacted the fire district to do so. The fire district did also refund the withheld benefits ordered by Cesera, but did not refund the clawback or accumulated interest. I want everybody listening to understand what has transpired, because I know Cesera is going to try to bury this in closed session. To everyone listening, here's what we have come to find out, that since Cesera has refused to keep me informed about what has happened with the remainder of the benefits owed. Beginning in 2015, Cesera began the clawback of hundreds of thousands of dollars of my monthly benefits. And apparently, Cesera never told the fire district they were going to do that on their behalf. Information obtained from the fire district indicates that you never gave those benefits back to the fire district, and Cesera seemingly secretly kept them and didn't tell anyone. Over the past year plus, Cesera has been having secret meetings with the fire district, but we have obtained many, many documents that outline and explain why it's the district that has to give the money back. If Cesera gives the money back, it'll be a violation of the law. Cesera knows that and has strongly elaborated on that legal in their documents. Anyone interested can see those documents in the fire district website published board packets. So what did Cesera do? After apparently hiding those funds since 2015, they secretly tried to work out a deal with the district for them to surreptitiously send the money to me. The fire district refused, saying they don't want to be a part of Cesera's covert plans. So, hey, everybody, guess what Cesera did next? They sent me a letter saying they were going to send me the money directly against their own attorney's advice and against the law, just to be done with it. They knowingly decided to break the law. Let me remind everyone listening that my hearing was illegal. The decision by the board of directors was illegal. Withholding and clawing back my benefits was illegal. And now Cesera wants to knowingly and secretly break the law and pull me into their web of impropriety by making me an accomplice. In legal dictionaries, I found that to be called criminal intent. I want everyone to know that when I have asked Cesera who's giving the directions to staff to do this, they refuse to answer. Why don't you right now tell everyone listening to the Zoom meeting who's making the decisions and giving direction to break the law? Here's my charge to the Cesera Board of Directors. Stop hiding behind the curtains of closed session. Discuss the issue in public forum and let everybody know just how you conduct business. If you feel you can be so brazen to continue breaking the law, be forthright and do it in the open. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Nowicki. Do we have any other public comment this morning?
Not at this time.
All right.